B-186-07. Sanitarium, California. May 29, 1907. Elder Butler, 24th Avenue North, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear brother, I received your letter, for which I thank you. I am always glad to hear from you. For nearly 6 weeks, I have been absent from St. Helena, traveling in Southern California. Sabbath and Sunday, April 20th and 21st, I spent at Fernando. Our school this year at Fernando has been greatly blessed. Many of the students have offered themselves for service in the Master's Vineyard. On Monday, I left for Loma Linda. I remained there a little over a week and returned again to Loma Linda after a visit to Paradise Valley, San Diego, San Pascual, and Escondido. On Sabbath, May 18th, the members of several churches gathered at Loma Linda, and we held meetings under the pepper trees on the lawn at the back of the sanitarium. In the forenoon, I spoke for 1 hour, and the Lord helped me wonderfully. Before closing my remarks, I presented to those present the needs of the sanitarium and expressed the desire that sufficient money be received to complete the payments on the additions that have been made to the main building. Before we purchased the property, the main building had been used mostly as a hotel, and the bathroom facilities were limited. In order to do efficient work in the sanitarium, it was necessary to make additions to the buildings already standing. Dr. White, Brother and Sister Burden, and the Sisters of Sister Burden invested in the sanitarium at Loma Linda all that they could possibly spare, but there still remains an indebtedness that must be cleared off. After the morning service, a lunch was provided by the sanitarium for the visitors and served on the lawn. Brother Burden felt that the sanitarium would not be a loser by this entertainment, and I agreed with him, for I remember the experiences we have had in the past in making similar provision. Such acts of hospitality are sometimes the means of sowing seed in the hearts of those who are inquiring after truth. In the afternoon, Elder Luther Warren gave an excellent discourse. Brother Warren is an able worker, and we hope that he may labor for a time in this needy field. At present, he is resting somewhat on account of the condition of his own and his wife's health. After his service, the visitors left for their homes, and all were agreed that they had spent a pleasant day and had been blessed by the discourses. After the Sabbath, Brother Nichols came to my room, his face glowing with happiness, and said, "I want to tell you what your words today have accomplished." He then told me that one sister had come to Brother Burden and given him $10, and that a gentleman had offered to lend him $1,000 for a year without interest. I felt to praise the Lord at this response. Later, Brother Burden gave me some particulars concerning this man who has loaned the money. He was brought to the sanitarium in such a distressed condition that his case was thought to be hopeless. But he was carefully treated, and the crisis was safely passed. He is one of the most grateful patients they have had. He has become interested in the truth, and by his loan, he has shown his appreciation of what has been done for him. I had promised to speak at Los Angeles on Sunday afternoon, so it was necessary for us to hasten away by the early train from Loma Linda. We had about 60 miles to travel. On our arrival at Los Angeles, we went up to our restaurant and treatment rooms on Hill Street, and while waiting there before the service, I prayed to the Lord for strength for the work before me. At the church, we found that a large crowd had gathered. Every foot of room was occupied, even the aisles being filled, and I was told that some were unable to find entrance to the building. Among those present were a large number not of our faith. I presented the importance of obedience to the commandments of God, dwelling upon the instruction given in connection with the proclamation of the law from Mount Sinai. Never before had these scriptures appealed to me so forcibly. I spoke for a full hour, and the interest was marked throughout. As I felt my voice weakening, I paused to send a prayer to heaven for help. Then the power of the Holy Spirit strengthened me, and I knew that angels of God were by my side. At the last, I became somewhat hoarse, but I felt very thankful that the Lord has permitted me to speak for so long and so distinctly.